Alan Isfan here. Welcome to today's ROI meditation lesson. Today, we're going to reflect on the power of raising desire when we feel stuck or are not progressing at the rate we want. Put simply, you don't want that thing badly enough, but that doesn't mean it isn't worthy. It just doesn't have the meaning attached to it for you to really sacrifice for it. You can either change the goal or raise the desire or both. Let's look at an example and compare two scenarios. You want to lose weight and get in shape and decide that running would be a great option. You can follow two paths. Number one, just rely on motivation to go running. You go when you feel like it and do it randomly. Number two, sign up to a 10-kilometer race, which is outside of your comfort zone, and raise money for an important cause. If you finish the race, a sponsor will match what you raised with no limits. Let's make this even more exciting. Your mom, who is very sick, will be at the finish line, and you're raising money in her name. You want her to be proud and help other people with the same disease she has. The reason you're doing things matters a lot. The more purpose you can attach to a particular goal, the more you are likely to achieve it. It is as simple as that. In this case, we change the goal, run a 10-kilometer race instead of just start running, and gave the goal more meaning. Together, these elements raised the desire and ultimately the motivation and accountability. Let's take a second example that is perhaps less dramatic but equally powerful. You want to be rich. Everyone does. You can tell yourself that, but you probably won't do anything about it. However, if you write a number down and then write how you would use that money to improve your life and the life of those around you, that would make a huge difference. If you take the additional step and write it down and then review that list every morning, you've just improved your chances from virtually nil to a high probability. A few examples from my own life. I want to take my wife on trips to take care of sloths, orangutans, and other animals she loves. I want to help one of my daughters launch a special effects business, build a music studio for the other, and enable the younger daughter to attend Stanford for computer science if she wants. Organize a massive family reunion for everyone in Greece and Romania, Mamma Mia style. Rent a jet or bus with my favorite musicians from Ottawa, Canada, and get everyone to LA for a massive Canada Day party, and help those musicians connect to the music community in LA. You just never know whose life you can change. Another one, create a permanent retreat for entrepreneurs in transition where we can help them figure out their next move and invent together. I have the land picked out on the hills of Santa Barbara. These things bring me joy, and no one says that you can't dream of things that may seem selfish, as long as you know that some may feel empty in the end if they are not tied to a higher purpose. Ultimately, the point is this. Those whose lives are truly extraordinary have such a burning desire that it keeps them going through the hardships, and they are willing to make sacrifices. So if you're not where you want to be, raise your desire. Write down your goals and why you want to achieve them. If you don't have good reasons, find some or move on to something more meaningful. We're now going to shift into the observation phase, and then we'll set an intention. Imagine that you are walking in a forest. It is autumn and the leaves are orange and brown. Breathe in the crisp fall air. It is starting to rain gently. You can hear the rain. Continue walking down the path. You now hear a river in the distance, and you're attracted by the sound, so you walk towards it. You come to a clearing in the forest and see a beautiful waterfall and rapids below it. You take a seat on a big rock at the edge of the river. The wind picks up and some of the leaves from the trees fall into the water and float down the river. Fix your gaze on a leaf. Imagine a word or image that represents this thought, then place it on a leaf and watch it flow down the river and out of sight. Continue sitting and placing your worries and frustrations on the leaves and watch them float down the river. I'll leave you to it for a few minutes. When you're done, just listen to the sounds and breathe gently. Thank you. Congratulations. Being able to settle your mind down, even just a little bit, will help you achieve the clarity necessary to figure out why you're not driving aggressively towards some big goal. Some people get overwhelmed by goals that are too large. It makes them seem implausible, and they give up because they have lost the faith that they can achieve it. Others can only get up in the morning with excitement if they have a big, audacious goal to pursue. Which one are you? You may need to raise the goal or lower it, depending on your personality type. Once you know what you want, attach reasons to that desire. The more good reasons for achieving the goal, the more you raise your desire and the harder you'll drive yourself. Finally, if people are counting on you, it will make it very hard to quit. Finally, write it down in a visible place. Set an intention to do this right after you complete the session, if possible, and remind yourself this intention before going to sleep tonight. Share this intention with someone you love or respect. Once again, congratulations for making ROI meditation a priority in your life. May success be yours to share. Namaste.